Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Meredosine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in crop production and horticulture, Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
I'm always impressed by that title. Not only would it never fit on a business card, but you cover a lot of information. And you've got some to share with us today that's going to be kind of important.
Yes. Well, I say I wear a lot of hats, and I love wearing all the hats I do wear. And one of them is actually, I am our Meredosine Master Gardener Coordinator. And so I get to talk about the awesome group that I get to work with. And they have a really neat program coming up here the end of February. So this will be on Saturday, February 25th, from 9 o'clock to about 3:30 in the afternoon-ish. And this program is actually their sixth annual Spring Gardening Symposium. So this year's topic is Garden Design with Maintenance in Mind. So I'm excited for the symposium because our speakers, two of them are our very own Meredosine Master Gardeners. And then the third speaker is actually a Douglas County Master Gardener. And then we are bringing in a director from the Prairie Restoration. So all four speakers are very, very excited. I've gotten to talk to them. They are very excited to present to everybody. There is a cost to the symposium. The cost is covered because we will be providing a boxed lunch, either a salad or a wrap or a sandwich. And when people get registered, they can choose which lunch option they would like to have. So there's a cost of $45, and that, like I said, covers the lunch and all of the printed materials that everybody walks away with. The symposium is going to be here in Paola at our Lighthouse Church. So if you're familiar with Paola, it's over there by the middle school and high school over in that area. Now, the topics that will be discussed is how to know your garden or knowing it before you grow it, understanding what you need and how much time and energy you can give to your garden. That's going to be presented by Stacy Campbell, one of our very own Meredosine Master Gardeners. And then the next speaker is our very own Lenora Larson, and she'll be talking about winning the weed war. So is your garden weed free? Yes. And then strategies to try and help control those. I always like listening to her speak. She is very comical when she wants to be. And then we'll have Kevin Nelson, a Douglas County Master Gardener, and he'll talk about maintenance for the aging gardener. So kind of practical tips for staying engaged and productive in your garden. And then last but not least is Brad Garr. He is the director at the Prairie Restoration. And so he'll be talking about native plants and using them in your landscape. So we have some awesome speakers for the symposium. We do have a max of 230, I believe. So we are about halfway there with our registration. So please, if you would like to come and attend, please get signed up today. Registration does end on February 15th, or if we get filled up before then, you can register completely online. Payment and registration is online. So we do have a link to that on our Meredosine website. And then also, if you are a Master Gardener, you can get advanced training credits from the symposium. So if you have any questions, please don't be afraid to reach out and ask, and I hope people get signed up. This should be a really neat and fun symposium.
I hope folks get signed up, too. That sounds like a great slate of topics and speakers, especially the know before you grow. It's really easy to get caught up in, ooh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. And then a few weeks in, you realize, this is a lot more work than I thought, and why isn't everything thriving? So,
exactly, yes.
Well, I'll see if I've got a chance to sign up for that myself, and we'll encourage everybody we can to come out for this as well. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.